We have a question that came from Carla via Facebook, and she wants to know about hay nets that are slow feeders. She says a hay net with small holes really slowed my horse's forage consumption when he was on stall rest, but isn't it better for horses in general to eat off the ground? So she's asking about how it's good for our horses to eat slowly, but then the hay nets that allow them to do that might hang to be safe up above the horse's shoulder where the horse has to reach up. Do you have any thoughts on how we feed our horses?
Yeah, I do. I have to admit to being a pretty big fan of slow feeders for a number of reasons, which, as the caller pointed out, is that it slows them down considerably. So horses in their natural setting would eat for, 16, 17, 18 hours a day, and they are designed to do that. They're designed to eat small amounts of forage constantly. And as a result, they secrete stomach acid constantly, they secrete bile constantly. And what we do, most of us, especially those of us that don't have the luxury of pasture, is that we meal feed them. And so we feed them a flake or two of hay in the morning and a flake or two of hay at night. If they're lucky, they might get some lunch. And most horses are done with that flake in probably less than an hour, which means that they're standing around for long periods of time without forage. And when they chew, they secrete saliva, and that saliva contains a large amount of bicarbonate, which acts as a buffer. And so it naturally buffers the stomach acid. So it's this beautiful system where they secrete stomach acid constantly, and if they're eating constantly, they're constantly buffering that stomach acid too. When we meal feed them, and when we feed high forage diets and constant forage, we're maintaining a mat of forage on the surface of the gastric acid in the stomach, which helps prevent the stomach from splashing up and coming into contact with the upper portion of the stomach. And the upper portion of the stomach is where we tend to find most of our gastric ulcers. And stomach acid is secreted from the lower portion of the stomach. And because it secretes stomach acid, it also secretes something called mucin, which coats those cells and protects them from the acid. So it has a built-in protection mechanism. The upper cells, because they don't secrete stomach acid, don't have any protective mechanism. So they rely on a forage mat and levels of forage and natural buffering systems to prevent that acid splashing up and coming into contact and keeping the pH down and reducing our ulcer risk. So anything we can do that makes horses chew for longer is beneficial to their gastrointestinal health. And I think it's also good for their behavioral health too. I have horses that I've, and there's always, exceptions to the rule, but I know a lot of horses that if you give them a small hole hay net and give them hay loose on the floor, they will choose to eat out of a hay net. And I just wonder, when you watch, I have a video that I took of a horse eating out of a slow feed hay net, and they end up using their lips and their muzzle to kind of work the hay out of the net and into their mouth. And if you've ever watched a horse eating grass pasture, they do the same thing. They're using their lips and they're moving that blade of grass into their mouth with their lips. When they eat a flake of hay, they're not really doing that, right? They're just going to open their mouth and shove their mouth in the flake of hay, and there's not a lot of that lip movement going on. And so I wonder whether that isn't, and this is completely anthropomorphic and perhaps not very scientific, but I wonder whether it isn't kind of relaxing to them to kind of have to use their lips and kind of work the hay into their mouth in a more natural fashion. The caller does raise a good point, though, the concern of, their feet getting caught in the nets. Obviously, these nets have very small holes, so if your horse is barefoot, it's not too much of a concern. But if your horse is a shod, there is the risk that they could catch the heel of the shoe in the net. So there's a couple of things you can do. You can hang them and put them kind of inside one of those big black plastic water tub type things so that the net is hanging low, but there's now a vertical barrier, if that makes sense, kind of around the base of the net so that the horse can't get his feet within about 18 inches of the net and would have to pick his foot up about, 18 inches to get anywhere near the net. So unless he tries really hard, he's not going to get tangled up in the net. I have clients who tie their nets in the bottom of, corner. They have, like, the corner of their stall is kind of partitioned off where they would normally drop the hay in there, and it would fall down to almost ground level. They've set it up so they can actually put nets in and kind of snap them in so the horse can't get them out. Out here in California, we have a lot of what we call ag bins, which are used for, putting vegetables and nuts and grapes and things in, and those make great hay feeders. They're very hard plastic, and you can put a bale in there and then cover it with netting, and that works really well. There are several slow feeders. There's one that looks like a water trough that has a slotting mechanism that slides across the top. There's a barrel kind that, a plastic barrel that you can put them in and it'll roll around the floor and kind of keep them busy. Some of those, I find the slot feeders and the barrel type ones don't slow them down quite as much because the holes are pretty big. But in that case, you can really sort of baffle them by putting it in a net and then putting it in the barrel. That will definitely slow them down.
Okay, so definitely some options there for slow feeding our horses.